News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday, first Wednesday of May. It's Cinco de Mayo here on this Wednesday, May 5th of 2021. Yesterday was May the 4th be with you. Now it's Cinco de Mayo. Lots of holidays, I guess, whether they're official or unofficial, getting squeezed in here in the first week of May. And we're joined, as always, by our friends at A-Stop at Ignatian SSM Health Domestic Violence Services, Ryan Zuliger and Amy Baird, joining us on the phone lines here on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to both of you. Good morning. How's it going today?
Happy Wednesday. Good. How are you?
We are doing well. It is, it's May. I say it, and I've said this over and over again. I can't believe we're starting the month of May. I feel like it's kind of cliche for a lot of interviews that I've done lately, but you know, the days, the weeks, the months, they're flying by, and we're almost to summer, so that's good news.
Yes, absolutely. We're not complaining about it over here, that's for sure.
We'd like more of the weather we had over the weekend as opposed to the 50s and 60s, but we know you know, it'll turn eventually, right?
Yeah. Better than snow.
This is true. This is very true. Well, May brings Mental Health Awareness Month, and that's going to be our topic here in this conversation this morning. Mental health awareness in general, obviously, with how bad the last year plus has been with the pandemic and all the different things that have been thrown at us over the last year, there's been a lot of focus on how to, you know, focus on your mental health, how to deal with mental health issues, challenges related to that. So we're going to talk kind of about not being afraid to share how you're feeling, not being afraid to seek help if you need it. And I know that's a central piece of the conversation that both of you wanted to share about. But when it comes to mental health awareness, where do we want to start? How can we start that conversation and be proactive in situations like this?
I'll start because I want to share about, well, as we talked before, Amy and I are both a part of the Fond du Lac Prevention Education Committee. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be our shameless plug for our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook at Fond du Lac Prevention Education Committee. And our focus on the page this month is going to be sharing statistics about mental health, sharing resources, and hopefully creating some conversation pieces out there. We do know that according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, that 1 in 5 U.S. adults are going to experience a mental illness each year. So chances are you know someone who's experiencing mental illness or, you know, some mental health issue, and it's not always visible. It's not always something as, you know, as easy to see as a broken leg or, you know, someone has their arm in a cast. You don't ever really know what someone's going through, and I know there's the saying out there that says, you don't know what everyone's going through, so treat them as kind as you can, and I think that is super important. But it is a very prevalent issue in our society, and just like you mentioned with the pandemic, I think that people have really experienced a lot more than we maybe normally would.
And I think also of what Ryan is saying is just, it's not being afraid to talk about it, because when I hear mental health, I also feel like some people are kind of anxious to really even talk about it or address it, because the fear is, well, if we talk about it, then we're going to give people ideas, or we're going to create issues if there's not issue, you know, if there are not issues there already. When it's kind of the opposite, is if we're not talking about it and if we're not showing we're giving people that support and backup, then are we potentially putting them in a situation where they feel like they don't have anyone to talk to and they don't have that support and they do truly feel like they are on your own? And like the statistics that Ryan was talking about, if you think about it, are really huge. How many people do you know, right? Mm-hmm. Chances are you know more than 5 people. Chances are you probably know, I'm not going to try to throw a number out there, but, you know, so someone you know, multiple people you know are struggling with some kind of a mental health concern, and are we kind of that support and backup for our close friends and family? So it's just kind of putting that out there. And really, what does it mean? Mental health is such a general statement, I feel like. It can be, you know, a diagnosis, or even like talking about what kind of trauma, like what led up to what, you know, our close friends or family are going through. It could be something like COVID. We hear, like you kind of mentioned before, Spencer went through a lot of concerns with COVID. You know, feeling really isolated and that fear and anxiety of the unknown, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're kind of opening things back up again, or we're getting there, but there's still that stress and anxiety coming with, so let's be that backup and support. I kind of hear, I don't know if it's kind of a cliche statement, but it's okay not to be okay, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So, and it's just being okay talking about it as well. And that can go, that can mean so many things for someone who is struggling. It's just knowing that they have someone to talk to, someone that they feel they have that support and backup with.
How would you give advice to someone to start that conversation? Obviously it's not as easy as, hey, I think you need to go see someone about your mental health problem, right? You can't just say that to someone. I mean, we wish it would be that easy, but that's not how it works in a situation like this. What are some tips you can give to someone out there listening to, start a conversation with someone who maybe they think needs to seek out mental health care or just needs to talk about something that's been going on in their lives that maybe has had an impact on their mental health?
I think that it's important. Amy and I are both on the same page here in the fact that I feel, commonly say everyone needs therapy. Everyone can utilize therapy. And I know that's kind of a silly thing. And, sometimes we are making jokes. We're seeing a little bit more like joking about that, but it is serious. And I think that everyone could benefit from reaching out to help. But our society also has a stigma around getting help for mental health and mental health disorders and mental illness. So I think being there for someone is super important, letting them know that you're there to listen. The other thing, too, is although we say everyone can use therapy, if you're, you don't have to be your friend's therapist. I think that when we talk about, being there for someone, you think you have to have all the answers for them, and you don't. It's okay to just sit there and listen and ask them, how can I help you through this? And sometimes it's just sitting there. Sometimes it's sitting in silence. Sometimes it's, getting them a meal, taking them out for ice cream, like just super simple things to let them know that they're not alone. But there are also resources out there. So I did mention NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We do have a Fond du Lac chapter. They have a helpline, which is 1-800-950-NAMI. And I don't have a keypad in front of me. So I don't know what numbers those are. But you can also text to 741-741. So they have a crisis text line, which is super cool because we've only seen crisis like telephone lines in the past. So it's definitely another way that you can provide help to someone is just providing them with resources and saying, hey, if you're ever feeling really overwhelmed, this is an option. This is out there.
I also think, too, is that, Ryan and I's background are both prevention, right? Mm-hmm. So what can we do to prevent, that crisis? So can we be in a position where we're supporting maybe a friend or coworker on self-care or even for ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing kind of what our limits are. Are we feeling stressed out? Are we feeling like we're forgetting things? Are we feeling that we're quick to be upset? Those are kind of some big red flags that we need to like either take a step back, look at what our bigger picture is, and if there's something that we can do to either lighten our load, take kind of like a break, whether that be, having a day off or even 5 minutes of just being by ourselves and just doing simple things like breathing or focusing on something different. It's just kind of knowing what those signs and symptoms are as well and being comfortable with like, okay, I need backup and support, and even if it's for this minute, right? Mm-hmm. So self-care is huge as well.
On the flip side, we talk about someone noticing a loved one who might need some help and starting that conversation with them. For someone out there who might be experiencing a crisis and wants to talk to someone about it, obviously it's not easy for them because of that stigma we talked about. What are some tips you might have for the people that might be seeking help for a mental health issue or just wanting to talk to someone about a crisis they're having?
Yeah, I think that we in a society today, thankfully, have a lot of really great resources online. So like we mentioned, the NAMI has their website. It's just NAMI.org. I did find the phone number, so it's 1-800-950-6264. And they can actually connect you to any other local resources for you. So we also have, right here in Fond du Lac, we have our Fond du Lac County Crisis Intervention. And that's going to be a little bit more when it's heightened, like Amy was saying. But they are housed with the Department of Community Programs. Their number is going to be 920-929-3500. And all of these resources are going to be able to at least point you in the right direction. Going back on, like, the online kind of side of things, social media is also huge. And you want to make sure that where you are on social media is going to be helpful for you and a safe place for you. So there's a lot of really great, you know, Instagram and Facebook accounts out there. One of our favorites at ASAP, one that we follow, is called Blessing Manifesting. And the creator of that account comes out with really great, like, self-care tips. The post will just be like, okay, stop what you're doing and breathe. And that honestly is super helpful sometimes. And once you start finding those accounts and once you start finding ones that you really like, it's going to bring up a whole nother, like, world of opportunity, because it's going to, you know how Instagram is with its algorithms, it's going to suggest accounts to you. So you'll be able to get more and more where your feed isn't always, you know, the current events that can be super anxiety-inducing. It's going to be stuff that makes you feel good and reminds you to do some self-care, take a break, get some fresh air, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a key message for myself and from the two of you as well is for folks who are out there that might need help or might need to seek out some of these resources that you mentioned, don't be afraid to take that first step. There are a lot of supportive people in this community, and we would encourage all of them to step up and don't be afraid to seek out that help when you need it, right?
Absolutely.
Any lasting messages you want folks to take away as we get further into Mental Health Awareness Month here in May?
Just like I mentioned, give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram for Prevention Education Committee, and we'll be sharing some great resources and some of those great self-care tips throughout the month as well.
And don't be afraid to talk about it. It's awesome that we're, you know, in a society that's really acknowledging that this is going on, and we're kind of a part of a lot of changes right now, and, you know, just it's okay to talk about it.
Very good. Amy, Rianna, thanks so much as always. We'll talk again in June.
Thank you.
Thank you.